You're listening to Swiping Up.
Join Esther.
So dang cute.
Wendy.
Hey, y'all.
And Spencer.
Just wanted to pop on.
As they spill the tea on the lifestyles of the Insta-famous.
Hey, guys.
Too many critics with no credentials. This is Wendy being basic.
I have 20/20 vision, but I don't see competition. This is Esther So Extra.
I'm living proof that you can, in fact, turn a hoe into a housewife. This is Spencer So Basic.
We had a really rough start that I feel like we should just keep in so people can see the struggle.
Oh, Poddad will make this an Easter egg. If you guys don't know, sorry to hijack, but every once in a while, if you listen past our outro, Nick puts in a little Easter egg of a blooper or something funny during the show. So you might be missing out.
Maybe.
I mean, so many.
Well, this is episode 71. It's National Milk Day. It's National Hot Toddy Day. So, but when y'all listen to it, it's going to be National Kiss a Ginger Day. So.
Oh, I'm married to a ginger. 25 cents.
That's tomorrow.
You're charging.
Hell yeah.
I mean, tis the year to make money, right?
Nice. Love it.
So we're going to start doing, if we don't have any like crazy topics in the beginning of the show, we're going to start doing a random topic generator just for like the beginning. So Esther, what is it? No, you can read it.
No, you do it.
No, you do it.
Okay. Do you text more or call more? Why?
Text, because it's so much easier and it's clean, precise, to the point. I don't like all the jibber jabber. Can't.
Same. Yeah, text, because I can ignore people and overthink what they say and then
have an anxiety attack.
Think about what my response is going to be and then anticipate what their response is going to be.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to ADHD and anxiety life.
Mike is a caller. Mike calls me all the time. Like when he's coming home from the farm, he just called me. That's who I was on the phone with when I came in your house. He just calls to talk, just to chit chat. And I'm just like,
there's a couple people I call. Nick, I'll call. We'll call each other. Courtney, I'll call. Nick's mom, I'll call. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it.
I literally call. Mm-hmm. I call Elaine.
Couple of friends.
Yeah. Elaine is the only person I call.
But yeah.
I'm just not a caller. I'd rather someone text me, especially, dang, that reminds me, I need to schedule Fisher's doctor appointment. but I'm just like, if somebody needs to tell you something, it's just so much easier. And I know that's really sad. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, wow, this sounds really harsh.
No, it's totally a millennial thing though.
Yeah,
I mean, we
but
don't.
But we're not millennials.
Yes, yeah, we are.
We are definitely.
I thought we were Generation X or Y or Z.
We're not. No, we're millennials.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Older end. Even yeah. I mean, Robbie's 39.
Isn't it 80s?
I think it's 1980 through like.
That's what I meant, not
80s.
Like
really?
1995 or 96 or something.
It's 80 to whatever.
A millennial. Or Gen
Z. She doesn't believe
us. I swear. No, I just want to fact check. Oh, Gen X was born between 1965 and 1979 or 80.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, shit. Millennials were born between 81 and 1994. Oh, my God.
Damn, I was so close. I said 80 to 95.
I thought I was 80.
I squeaked into that category.
Yeah. So, like, we're on the older side. I mean, I'm 86. Mean,
you always hear people that, the people that I associate with are always like, well, it's not us. Like, we're not those millennials because we are millennials, but like, we're not the typical traditional millennials that get the bad rep. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm an e-lennial.
Oh, I'm a wee-lennial.
You're a spee-lennial.
Splennial. Sounds like, what's spelunking?
Oh, what? It's where you like blunk something in the water.
I don't think that's spelunking.
What? I never even heard of.
You've never heard of the term spelunking?
What is.
No. I think it's like adventures. Like if you go on like rock climbing adventures and stuff, spelunking? Like hiking.
Oh, the exploration of caves.
Okay. I was close.
I thought it was when you like spelunked a rock into the water.
I thought
or
it was Splunko or Plunko from The Price is Right.
Oh my God. I don't know. Spelennial just made me think of spelunking.
I mean, it totally does.
Oh, by the way,
what?
I heard this story the other day of this guy who loved to go spelunking and he went in this cave and it was called the like birth canal because it was so narrow you had to crawl through it.
No.
Well, he and his friends crawled through it. They went the wrong way. He got stuck. Long story short, they sent in people. They could not get him out. Yes.
Yes.
He literally died from being stuck in a position. It was like something asphyxiation. And it was too unsafe to get his body out. So they literally
so he's still there.
Blew up the inside of the thing to close it off and his body is still there. No,
you saw this on the TikTok, right?
Somewhere. I don't know where. Probably TikTok.
I learned this on a, there was a TikTok about this, and I was like, ooh. And I actually think I might have sent it to you.
I believe it was TikTok. Like,
this would be something Esther would enjoy.
Oh yeah. My God.
How sad is that?
That's really sad.
So I've don't go
I've never even heard the word, and then now y'all are talking about splunking.
Yeah, don't go splunking.
Wow. No, thank you.
Sit on your couch and watch it on TikTok.
Yeah. Jeez. Learn about it.
No, you're kidding. Safe. Okay, 7-second snippets, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
I was hoping somebody would say we shall. You did. Pass the test.
Okay, so our first snippet is Katie Snyder. Did you guys see her house update?
Yes.
I saw that they finally, like, it's finally happening. Yes. Like, the move and the build and all that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't think we knew prior to this past week that they were actually building.
Right.
Okay.
And so their plot of land is just, like, it's almost beautiful. An acre. It's so freaking beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they're building, and she was sharing. She and her husband did a Q&A. And they just shared like everything about it. I loved it. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I love that it's a one story.
Mm-hmm.
It is the theme that she's going for. The vibe is like just so clean and
very
like
bright,
modern,
white,
and
yeah,
airy.
So pretty.
Mm-hmm. And I think my favorite part of her whole thing, people were doing Q&A and people said, oh, are you guys getting a pool? What's the backyard pool sitch?
Yeah.
And she's like, we're not getting a pool. It's not in the budget.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And that to me was so... It was such a little whatever thing that's mm-hmm. a normal thing, but like coming from bloggers who have like the most extravagant homes, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear a blogger be like, it's too expensive. It's not in our budget. And just be straightforward right. about it. And just no qualms, no ifs, ands, or buts.
And they are expensive. I mean, my God, don't we know anything from quarantine? That's A, you're not getting a pool till the next year.
Yeah.
And B, because yeah. I mean, they are so expensive. And then the upkeep, although I really want one, but what else? Same. But no, I loved her. I like her Q&As with her husband because sometimes I feel like when you have your husband or your significant other on there, sometimes it feels weird. Theirs is so natural. Like he's totally natural in that situation. Mike would be so like awkward and not.
Oh God, yeah.
It like wouldn't probably, be a natural thing for him.
But that's like Nick. Like Nick can get yeah. on no problem. But like,
right. yeah.
no.
Yeah.
If our husbands oh, were yeah. to come on there, it would be.
Mike's like,
definitely
I don't know
weird.
What to do with my hands. I'm like, put them down.
No, there's a blogger who was sharing, she wanted to do a taste test of something and her husband came on. And he like did not want to be on. She was like forcing him to be on.
Who
not forcing him. Purpose in the Pink. She wasn't oh, okay. forcing yeah, him, yeah. but she was like, their first one she was trying, she was having him try something and I can't remember what it was. And then the other one, they were trying the new liquid IV flavor.
Okay.
And you could just tell. Instagram's weird. Just not yeah. his thing. And she said it too. Yeah. She's like, Instagram's not really his
it
thing.
It is for but, some and it isn't for yeah. some. But yeah, it's just funny to see when people try to incorporate their significant mm-hmm. others. Although, in case y'all missed it, my New Year's Eve was pretty good with Mike on there because people that know him, they were like, oh.
It was so funny.
Yeah, he was. Bless him.
Love it.
3 sheets to the wind? Is that the saying?
He was 12 sheets to the wind. He was feeling like he needed some Advil.
He was
Advil.
A whole damn duvet.
He was.
In the wind.
Feathers it all.
Okay, so do you guys follow Grace Atwood?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think
her
so.
Name,
God,
what's
the name
her name
is
on
so
the,
familiar.
You would know who she is.
She has her blog is called The Stripe.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I mean, I know the name, but I can't picture her.
Okay, so I saw this and I thought that you guys especially would think this was cool. She has a blog called The Stripe and she wrote a blog post called titled 2020 in Review. And in her blog post, she broke down the numbers of her top performing products and blog posts from the past year. And she does like little pie charts and stuff. She lists her most popular posts and all this stuff. And then she does an even deeper dive and she goes into revenue, which is why I thought you two would think this was interesting. And I know we have a lot of swipers who are into the whole, like, oh, how much do bibs make, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said in the blog post, I'm adding a revenue section to the post this year for the first time, as I think there are a lot of questions about how bloggers make money. I'm not comfortable sharing actual dollar amounts, but percentages are interesting. I also have shared pie charts like this before during Q&As, so I'm doing it for the year end here. And so she shows her like a pie chart of her 2020 income, a pie chart of her affiliate revenue, and she like breaks it down and gives little paragraphs explaining it. And I just thought it was interesting.
That is cool. She's not who I thought. I was thinking Annalie Grace. I was like, yes. And then I looked and I was like,
I don't know who I was thinking of because I don't think I've ever come. No, I mean, I know who she is, but I know that I thought I knew the name Grace Atwood, but I don't know her at all. I've never been on her
Instagram. I'll post her.
But that is really interesting.
I'll post it so you guys can read it. And so the swipers can read it too. But I thought it was cool. I've never really seen anyone do it like that before.
I think it's a way to like share information without like really bearing it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Rather than me so closed off and so private about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's really cool that she does like an annual post, like with some of her stats like that, even just like the most liked photos and stuff. Like, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it's like really unique to share it with your audience.
And it's probably cool for them to go back and look and kind of see what's working for their people, because what works for your page may not work for this page or that page or whatever. But Whitney also did a Q&A. Did you see hers? And someone asked her for a full house tour or a closet tour. And she said, no, that some things are just private. And so like her house, her closet, her husband's gun collection and her purses, she will not share. And I thought that was really cool.
Because I didn't see that, but that is cool.
So much of your life is online. It's got to feel good. If nothing more than just the satisfaction of having private things.
Yeah, like, for sure.
You know, but that is pretty cool. I think it's very fascinating to see what these girls like their business approach, because it's so different and can be so unique to each person. There's no rule around it, which is pretty cool.
I think that's really smart though on her end to like keep stuff like that private, because let's be honest, it is super easy to find somebody's home address.
Yeah. Oh, and don't we all know it?
Right. And you're putting your, you know, you're putting your life out there, and it's like, you see it all the time. Like, remember, maybe you guys don't remember, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle.
One of the housewives. Yes.
Yeah. She posted that she was on vacation and somebody broke into her house and stole all her purses and jewelry and everything.
And they know
else.
Your layout. Like Jen Reed even did that recently and was like, I just am weary about showing y'all like the full layout because it makes it very easy. And then if you think about it, outside of influencing, like when I had my personal account, if it's private, you have it private so not anyone can see your stuff. How is it any different?
Right.
Like sometimes I think about that with my Wendy Being Basic. I'm like, oh my gosh, like people can see that.
Well, but that's why you don't share everything. Like every time you go out on like a road trip or a vacation or go out to dinner.
Hey,
like,
we got somebody that lives up in my house that y'all don't know about.
There you go. There you go.
My Nest like, camera's going to get you.
That's another thing is like we have Ring doorbells. Neighbors are so huge for like looking after things, but still you just never know.
It's creepy if you think about it, because in no amount of life before us would a grandparent or our parents sometimes be like, yes, share everything. Like I remember on AOL, I gave Peter in Australia, who was probably Bob in Georgia, my home address.
Oh my God. No, I saw a TikTok and there were, I almost said Tic Tac. And there was this girl and she kept getting all of this mail that was not for her. She got like the stimulus check, tax return thing, or W-2 packages from Amazon. And she finally tracked down this person's name and found one person in that city and found a bunch of numbers and started texting all the numbers until she found out who it was. And she was like, are you so-and-so? Yes. Did you used to live at the address? Yes. You're still getting packages here and mail. What do you want me to do? And the person, that the girl, whoever it was, said, return the mail, but you can keep the packages. And everyone on TikTok was like, first of all, you just told a stranger where you live.
Yeah.
Gave them your address. Like, second of all, you don't know if that was actually her.
Right.
And like, what if she had been like, what if it was her, like, I don't know, ex-lover.
And wait, or, keep the packages, what?
And who would say that, first of all?
Nobody, right. Because no. If I'm ordering, you can't keep my Amazon nothing.
No, that's weird.
That is crazy.
One time but I went through like a little phase in high school where I was like hanging out with all these like bad kids. And like
bad
this,
boys.
I found out like I was hanging out with this girl who was like, you know, troubled.
She was Gia on Full House, smoking
she
in the bathroom.
She was Gia from Full House, 100%. And she would like take me to hang out with these people that I like really shouldn't be hanging out with. And she was trying to hook me up with this guy who had an ankle bracelet. And then turned out that his mom was a teacher in the school. And it was like a whole thing.
Oh my God.
Anyways, she had a boyfriend who was in jail and she couldn't get letters from him because her grandmother couldn't find out. She lived with her grandma. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no problem. Have him send him to my house. And I gave him my...
And you got jail letters.
I got jail letters. God. And my parents were like, what the fuck is this?
Yes.
And I was like, it's not for me. I was like, it's for so-and-so.
You're like, surprise,
it's
I have for a jail
Gia.
Pen pal.
Don't worry about
it's
it.
It's for Gia. Her boyfriend's in jail. And they were like, you can't be giving her address out to prisoners.
You guys, yeah, we should totally get a jail pen pal for swiping up.
Are you going to get a P.O. box?
Yeah, I don't want to give my address. Okay, totally. Fine, let's
we
do
should
it.
Each like have one, or we should just have one that we start
could
out
we,
with.
Could we like maybe pick somebody like in the hospital or like nursing home or something?
Okay. But like somebody who was like somebody cognizant. Safer. Maybe I feel like it should be like a female inmate so that one of us doesn't okay. like oh, fall I've, in love with it, yeah. him.
Okay, well, one I don't think that would be the concern.
Wait, haven't you heard of women falling in love with men from prison after yes, they become pen pals?
I've watched a show and the girl waited for him to get out and I was like, are you crazy? Mm-hmm.
I think we're probably safe on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Since we're essentially all married.
We're all taken.
We're close
like,
to it.
We should yeah. find like a woman who's like yes. badass but not
and we'll
too
teach
bad.
Her how to yeah. do her makeup with the magazine
we'll teach her
stuff.
How to embrace the basic.
Okay.
We're getting a jail
embrace
pen pal.
Embrace the ankle bracelet and embrace the basic. Yes, honey, we got you.
We are getting a jail
can
pen
we sneak
pal.
In like cute tele ties, like totally. The Gimme Beauty hair ties, some Tula.
Totally. And she can do an unboxing for the inmates.
Yeah.
Send her a care package.
Okay. All right.
Dead.
Man, I was sold really quick on that. Yeah, see how influenced I am?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So we all know 40 Young and we all hate her with a passion. A passion.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you
she
do.
She was the one.
Go ahead.
You say it.
She's the one that went on the rant on her stories about how, like, the government, what was it? There should be mandated exercise mm-hmm. routines or something like yes, that for yes, overweight yes, people.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't realize. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, she went on another rant again that
wonderful.
Was horrendously disrespectful and just baseless. And basically, she posted a picture of her, and next to her was a girl on the cover of Cosmopolitan. Yeah.
I screenshotted it.
She says, the media is feeding you garbage and changing the very definition of words and their meanings. As a 43-year-old with a BMI around 20, first of all, bitch, if you knew anything, you would know that BMI is like from the 1800s.
Right.
I know comorbidites.
Comorbidities.
What is that?
Comorbidities are like
kind of like carbs but not
now, I don't know the carbs. Actual definition, but if you have like comorbidities, it's like things that will eventually kill you, like okay. failing lungs and
got
shit
it.
Like that.
Okay, so
I'm
she
pretty sure
nothing
don't quote me
to kill
that.
Her except us. Just kidding, I did not just make a joke about
are you
murder
trying to get a, are we are you gonna be the pen pal in jail? Is that what that setup is for? Dang.
Oh my God.
Escalated
okay.
real quick.
I was supposed to go through life assuming I am diseased and sick at all times while the actual diseased and sick grace the covers of Cosmopolitan magazine with the headline, "This is healthy." This is patently false. That was her first slide.
Hold on, real quick. Comorbidities are diseases or medical conditions that are simultaneously present with another or like with another disease or issue.
Okay, so she's literally judging the magazine by its cover. Like she
literally.
Oh my God. And so then she goes on another slide with like not with a graph. She says we need mandated exercise and diets for overweight people.
That's I saw that in a group.
If my mask Psycho. Protects you and your mask protects me, this should be the next step. So you're forced to actually be responsible for yourself and be metabolically healthy. First of all, what the fuck does masks have to do with exercise? No one is hurting anyone by what they, where they go to the gym, what they eat, what they don't eat, what their exercise habits are.
And truly, you can't look at a body and know whether or not they
no.
exercise because
yeah, you can.
You can look at a very thin person. They might never exercise ever.
Right.
And then you could look at a bigger person and they might exercise every single day.
Right. Yeah.
You can't look at a body and know what their physical activity
you
is.
You can't
like.
Know
everybody
what
is so different. We've talked about it. Like that is a thing in society. Everybody's body is different. Like that's why there's different sizes. Like I just don't understand how people to this day or like in this day can do that now. Like what?
Like she literally just took this girl who's a real girl on the cover of Cosmo who
and
was probably
her.
Fucking pumped to
yeah.
be on the cover of Cosmo. Oops.
1992.
Sorry. And just literally says, no, it's not healthy. Like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Right.
And again, how is wearing a mask and protecting you from a disease that literally travels through droplets and even remotely the same as exercising?
Because her argument is that if we're forcing people to exercise, that they're going to be healthier and they're going to be able to ward off COVID or be less likely to end up in the hospital on a breathalyzer.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this day and age, like, are we seriously going to be going to the whole body image thing and like the body size to determine how healthy someone is or not? Like, what? That is so crazy to me.
You can't make blanket statements about somebody's size or health because everybody is so different. And just because... she could be that size, this girl on the cover. She could be that size and be in perfect health outside of being overweight. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Does that mean she's not going to have any long-term effects from her weight? Not necessarily, but like she can be that. She can look the way she looks and be healthy.
Right.
But, and also, how does 40 Young know that this specific woman is not like on a regimen, like with her doctor, or not even a regimen, but like
she doesn't. She is the definition of someone in America who's fat phobic.
It is
100%.
It kind of like scares me in a way that there are people like with these kind of platforms saying this stuff is fact and like people are just absorbing it and hearing it, and then that's
the
way other people think.
Those are the types of people though that need to only talk about like a shirt that you saw at Marshall's or at Nordstrom. Like, don't worry about anything else. Stay in your lane. Stop, because like you just said, she's spreading that to her followers and people will take that as the gospel.
She's
like,
not
oh
a doctor.
No.
She's not a medical professional.
She's basing it on what? Like,
she
you said.
Has no business. Like, it just it blows
her
my mind.
Her experience as a fit person. Well, and if you read her bio, it says, I'm not here to influence. I'm here to inspire. You inspire me to kick your fucking ass because you fill me with rage.
Like, I just don't get that. It's so hateful. Yeah. And it's just so like, what I'm saying is God's honest truth and fact. And it's not. Like, it's your fucking wrong opinion.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Bye, Felicia.
Buy another 40
Young.
I just like, whatever. It was one thing to like post the cover, but then she like, she's so self-absorbed. She's posting a photo of herself standing next to it. Like, I am the picture of perfect health. Mm-hmm. This bitch is not. She's just like a fat, lazy lard.
I can't. Yeah. I cannot believe that.
Okay. Nasty. And she was on the cover of Cosmo, the other girl you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, you just stay over there on your little Instagram. I'm actually on the cover of
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm unbothered by your tiny opinion.
And did you even fucking read the Cosmo article? Probably not.
Doubt
what if
it.
In the Cosmo article she talked about all that kind of stuff, which she doesn't have to.
Like Spencer said, she's just looking at it from the outside looking in, not even doing any further research other than being fat phobic and just being like, oh, she's unhealthy.
Exactly.
She's
her,
fat.
Her approach and delivery is way more harmful than the what she's talking about.
Right.
Yeah. That people are doing.
It's especially, and I'm not saying like, obviously, yes, there are problems that come with being overweight. There are also problems with being like rail thin. I can guarantee you she wouldn't be pointing out, she doesn't point out all the emaciated models in magazines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, those are fine.
Mm-hmm. Or the completely normal people with normal BMIs who are so unhealthy.
Right.
Who how,
eat because, cheeseburgers and Chick-fil-A
McDonald's
every day.
Egg McMuffins every day.
Right.
Like, I can't. I'm over her.
No, I'm not talking about you.
I do that though a lot.
You eat an Egg McMuffin every day.
Not every day, but a lot.
Like, what's a lot?
Like,
but whatever.
Well, okay, it's been a little bit, but it was like three times a week for a little bit.
So?
No.
But
those are fine.
But don't
cares?
Sleep on the Egg McMuffins with no cheese. Okay? Sorry.
No, well, I've tried it. It's too dry. I've tried it. I can't. I have to have cheese.
Oh, really?
Ooh, on an Egg McMuffin.
Like, oh, hell yeah.
They're wait, good what comes McDonald's. On an Egg McMuffin?
I can't tell you last time I had it. Canadian bacon and the cheese, but I get it without the cheese.
Oh, no, I would need the cheese.
Me too.
You wouldn't? I would.
Oh, you would need the cheese.
Just take your slice of cheese, put it in half, put one half on hers and one half on mine, and we'll be good.
Girl, I want the whole Egg McMuffin. It's only like 200 calories.
No, but the cheese. You can give your cheese to us.
But it's all melted on it. I just get it without.
Yeah.
The hook it up.
Ask it on the side.
It's like better $2. Than getting, what's the one that's like pancakes?
Oh, the McGriddles.
Oh.
No, you like that? You like that?
We're literally in McGirdle Church right now, and you guys have to leave or come clean at the altar.
I'm more of a Chick-fil-A. Well, if we're going to church, I'm Chick-fil-A all day.
Freaking love my goddamn bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles.
Ew, I can't do the McGriddles.
Bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle meal with a large orange juice with a little bit of ice and an extra hash brown on the side and some ketchup, please.
You don't get a Diet Coke. It is so crispy.
When I'm in the morning?
Yes, when I'm hungover.
And it burns your throat because they double carbonate it. Is that real?
I don't know, but the...
You work there.
I know, but they have a... It's called the multiplex, and they have all the tubes with all the shit.
I've always heard they double carbonate their drinks. I mean, you took a sip of that.
There is something different about McDonald's Diet Coke.
The way the McDonald's carbonizes their drinks is literally like legendary. And it is. Yes, I get a Diet Coke or a D-Pep if I'm hungover.
Okay.
Oh, D-Pep.
I love that too.
Yeah. D-Pep. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Listen.
What's that TikTok? I miss it. The one that where people would take a sip of something and go, why is it spicy?
I've never seen that.
Oh my God, I'll have to find it. But it was somebody who took like a sip of like a Diet Coke from McDonald's and they were like,
oh my God.
Why is it spicy?
But why is that true? Because it is.
It is.
It's like, is there a Texas Pete in this thing? Because it burns so good. Oh, I mean, truly. Wow.
It does. Let me tell you, last night I'm on my period. Yeah. I'm like so bloated and like just... Ugh, you know that like when you have a bad period and you're just like, I'm craving everything and I feel like shit and I'm going to bite your face off for no reason.
That's me for the entire month of December and January. Oh,
God. Yeah. So like,
God bless. December was bad for me.
But so last night I was like, God, I want a fucking Diet Coke. I'm just like,
did you get one?
Robbie put on his jacket. He goes, you want a Diet Coke? What? Anything else?
I love that.
I went to the gas station, got me a Diet Coke. I was like,
did he get the can one? Do you like the can ones?
No, fountain. I want fountain.
Okay. I like fountain and then I like cans. Yeah. Cans are very crispy too. The bottle's my least fave. And 2 liter, don't even worry about it. It's like
don't even waste.
No.
Don't even waste it. I don't want that.
Because once you first open that, it's it. That's it. That's all you get.
Well, I know Whitney keeps her purses private and I should probably keep my Diet Coke stash private, but I'm just letting you guys know. This is the Diet Coke house. You guys know that.
Oh, I was going to say, I bum a Diet Coke a lot from you, so I'm really sorry.
All of our followers are going to be coming to my house asking for Diet Coke.
I'm a DDP kind of girl. Like, Diet Dr. Pepper's always on deck at my house.
To me, it tastes like it has chalk in it.
Oh, man. I could drink my weight in Diet
Coke. Dr. Pepper?
I mean, Diet Dr. Pepper, yes.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
I don't know if I've ever had Diet Dr. Really? Pepper. I've had Dr. Pepper, which I like.
I don't. You'll have to try it and
get you
let
a DDP and you let me know.
Okay, DDP. Hey, DDP.
You know what DDP?
You know what that means?
You know me.
All I can think of when I hear DDP is DP.
Is
like
what?
Deep P in the V?
What?
Like,
huh?
She's
DP.
She's making hint. Dump. But what?
I'm not going to say it on here because this is a family show.
DP.
This is not a family show.
DP, yeah. Double penetration.
Oh, Lord.
One in the pink and one in the stink.
I got it.
Oh, like the shocker.
She's doing this.
Well, I was trying to figure out how to make two holes on my hand.
I think you're supposed to do that. We would have known. The shocker.
No, you'd have to do this.
No, but it's actually like two guys, one girl. DP.
Y'all too risque for me. All right.
Listen, I'm just saying I know what it is.
There's nothing about my nether regions that thinks that's a good idea.
No. Sorry. Nothing's going in my B. P. What is it?
Well, nothing's going in my B at all. Mm-hmm. But like two D's going in at the same time.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. This V does not share any other D. Baby, but my man's D.
That's right.
Baby ain't built like that. Like, no, I don't think I can take two of them. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't no workbench. Okay, you ain't gonna be.
Oh man, you know we really should do like a filthy Patreon after dark.
Yes.
Wrapping up after
we've
dark.
We said we were going to do it.
We really should. All right. Wow. Derailed.
don't you mean railed?
Let's go to something more wholesome.
Okay.
Our faux farmhouse, mm-hmm. who we love
them.
Hit 1 million followers.
Whoop, whoop. Like. Dang.
Are they on their way to being Chip and JoJo?
I mean, kind of, yes.
Watch out, Chip and JoJo.
I think that's pretty cool for a home account. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're seeing all these like fashion and beauty bloggers and things like that. And I feel like that you see so much more often.
Yeah.
But for like a home account to hit 1 mil is really cool.
Very cool.
I feel like really big for them.
Yes.
How freaking exciting.
And I'm trying to think, they're... I think they opened like a, yeah, it's called Urban Sips, and it's Hawaiian shave ice and gourmet sodas. Which is,
oh my is so God. Cool. Back yeah. in California, we had this shaved ice place. I cannot remember what it's called now, but Courtney and I would go there all the time.
Was it
at the mall. Mm-mm. Oh. And it was shaved ice mixed with ice cream.
That's how Rita's. Have oh, you had Rita's?
My God. I've never had Rita's.
They no. do ice cream in it. I like just the shaved ice.
I cannot remember what it was called. It was so good in the summertime.
But speaking
though.
Of Magnolia, what? So here they are at the silos with their little Urban Sips like so trailer, cool. like yeah. truck. Thing. Oh my God! I want to go to
Magnolia so
me
bad.
Too.
Bad. We should do a girls trip when we do our yep. our bib, our Texas mm-hmm. bib meeting. And
how
stuff.
Far away is Waco from Dallas?
Isn't it like right outside of it?
I don't know.
No. I'm not good at geometry.
I don't know, but Marty look. Keeps bugging us. We got to plan yes, that trip.
We got to get out
it's
there.
It's close enough that I'm pretty. Wait, is I'm Waco closer to Dallas or Houston?
Well, I just said it was right outside of it, so I don't know.
Hang on, let me get on my Google
Waco.
Maps.
I'm on Waco right now, and then Austin, okay, and then Fort Worth. It looks like it's in the middle of both. Yeah, look, there's Austin here, uh-huh. Waco, and then Dallas.
So okay, like well, do you have to fly between Dallas and Austin?
Dallas so and I Waco think. Are it's a couple only hours, right? 129 an hour and 29 minutes apart.
Oh, that's not bad. Road trip.
We could do that easily. Yeah. Easy. It. Done.
Well, I'm just looking at these gourmet sodas. They
by the way, speaking
refreshing.
Of Marty, remember how I talked about my Reiki mirror?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She texted me today and told me that...
It's back in stock?
Esther? No, I wish, but she has a code. So when it's back in stock,
okay.
use her code MARTIG, MARTIG, for 15% off site-wide.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks, Marty.
Do you think they're going to bring it back in stock?
I really think
the watermelon
so.
Bundle?
I don't know.
So bad. I want it. I keep looking and no such luck. And I signed up for the thing, but...
I'm trying to be positive. Okay. Right. So I found a new account. My Courtney actually introduced me to this account.
Okay.
It is called Costco Hot Finds.
Okay.
Her name is Laura, and basically she shares all the latest and greatest from Costco.
Love it.
Okay. So there is a... item from Costco that okay. I have been trying to get for I don't even know how long, a year, mm-hmm. a long time, maybe not that long, maybe that's traumatic, and it was never in our Costco. I could not find it online. I could not freaking find it anywhere. So Courtney sends me this account, Costco Hot Finds stories,
uh-huh.
and this woman has the item. She found it in her Costco. She was calling her Costco like every single week to find it.
Oh my god!
Do you guys want to see what it is?
Yes.
Just wait, you'll die.
Okay.
Oh my God, I literally just saw the photo of that.
I have it pulled up.
It is the Costco Bark Box Food Court Edition. It comes with a little pizza. It comes with a Costco Good Dog member card.
Oh.
It comes with a Pepsi and it comes with a Costco size hot dog.
That is so funny. First of all, those hot dogs are so good.
Costco is so...
Oh my God, I love it. I feel like if people, they're either obsessed with Costco or they just don't care.
Yeah.
But
no,
I am obsessed.
I love Costco.
So I bought this for Rocco, but I know he's going to tear it up in 27 seconds.
Is he a toy tear-upper?
Girl, you give him a new toy, he literally pulls the heart out and...
That's
like
what
15
Gage
minutes.
Does. Yes. But, Maggie
so
doesn't.
I bought a second Huge. One because I'm a freak and I'm going to keep it all packaged in the box because I feel like it's going to become a collector's item. I feel
it
like
might,
it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Like
that's
Beanie Babies.
So cute. So how did you get that? You said, I'm sorry, I missed that part.
So I got it on Costco.com.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am. And it's still there. And it was $25. Okay. Free shipping. It came in like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Less than a week.
Really?
I'm going to link
that's
it for
so
swipers.
Funny. I have it pulled right up here and it yep. says, finally got my hands on them. So I guess
okay. That weenie feels pretty strong.
Really?
That's Spencer? A strong
absolutely
wiener.
Absolutely not.
Just saying. What that do you mean absolutely not?
I don't know what your intentions were.
Sit on it?
I mean, I don't know. You might have got hot and bothered earlier.
Listen, I'm more of a bottom. I'm lazy.
I don't
well,
know.
That is so cute.
I'm going to make it like our extra swipe up for this week because I think everyone needs
it. Did you
it
see
really
the Spa Day Bark Box that I shared yesterday with the nail polish and stuff?
So that had been all over my Facebook and Instagram as ads.
Yeah.
And then you shared it. And you shared it. And
what
I was
did
like,
it have
weird.
In it?
Oh my God.
Really is it the cute. January Bark Box?
Yes.
I wonder if
it's
we're going to get
spa
it.
Spa Day and it has like the nail polish. It has a mud
is
mask.
Is it nail polish?
Yes, it is
oh
a polish.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. OPI makes dog nail polish because I used to paint lipstick nails.
I know.
But, But yes, so it is so cute. I got it yesterday.
And okay, so only because you have a girl dog, or is it like being sent out to anybody?
I mean, in the bottom of the box, you could see all the different toys, and they had like other random ones, but they had like the mud mask. They had they had like the juice, like the detox juice. So maybe Rocco would get something like that, but it was so cute.
Oh my God, I am so freaking excited. Really cute. I really hope we get that this month.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay, so CM Cumming and Pink Lily, they're going to be doing a collab. Did y'all see?
Yep.
Yes, I did.
Or what? Not a collab, but a collection. Yeah. So this is like her collection.
Okay.
So we posted it on stories. Y'all can vote if you want to shop it or not. But
do we see any like preview items or sneak peeks?
I don't think so. She didn't make it sound like it. But oddly enough, most people said no, they wouldn't shop it. I looked at the
that's not surprising. The poll.
You know what we should do? We should do a question box and say if you said no, why? Because I'm genuinely curious.
Me too,
because
I love her style. She has really cute, girly style, and I would like to see it, but like
I'm surprised she did not just come out with her own clothing line.
Me too. That's what I think. I'm shocked. Like Julia
Engel. Brusenheimer.
Yes.
I
don't even
know. That's better than Julia what I was going to say.
German hot dog.
Gal Meets Glam?
Well, not anymore, but she changed. Yeah. Gal Meets Glam.
But I'm surprised that Caitlyn didn't do that too, because she has a million, but I feel like it's a different million than the other bibs have million. Okay, and I don't mean that mean, but do you know what I mean? Her million feels different to me than the other millions.
Like Rachel Parcell?
No,
she's on Rachel Parcell's level.
Yeah, that's why I'm so surprised she's on
her million is different than
the
like,
giveaway millions. And I just mean it by that. Like, she built this without doing a bunch of giveaways.
She started doing giveaways. Bib. Right, but she started doing giveaways after she hit a million, which really makes no sense to me at all, but whatever.
Yeah.
But no,
she's on that level. I'm surprised, like you said, that she didn't just come out with her own line.
It feels mismatched. It doesn't feel like the right partnership. I mean, and I don't mean this in like a mean way.
Maybe derogatory. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like Pink Lily is not exactly like...
It's fast fashion.
Yeah, but like it's cheapy.
Yeah, but isn't that the definition of fast fashion?
Yeah, but...
I like some of their stuff, but...
I shop there, but it's not... I don't feel like it's CM Cumming quality.
Right. I feel like if she was going to partner with a brand, it should have been like a little more elevated.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like but the Gal Meets Glam.
Or Bloomies. Okay. Or
or like an actual designer, not a boutique.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey.
It seems like a weird partnership to me. But
yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully it is fruitful for both of them.
Yeah. All right. So we have another bib who we've also talked about before, who just straight up stirred the damn pot. Do you guys remember when we?
I didn't even know who you were talking about, and then I looked at the freaking notes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is not. I just want to preface this by saying this is not going to turn into a discussion about this but we're just going to point her out. So poor little it girl posted on her stories a couple of things the other day. She says, probably being petty AF, but I don't care. Yeah, bitch, you are. What influencers absolutely suck at speaking up about what is happening in America right now? Posted a black square, maybe, and never said another damn thing about BLM or what happened yesterday in DC. Who do you follow or saw but don't follow because hate following someone still gives them the numbers they want, FYI, that you said in the last 24 hours that was enough, their silence is no longer tolerated. And then she had a freaking question box that said, influencers that don't want to rattle their followers or aesthetic.
Yeah.
And literally was asking for freaking names.
Yeah. Rolling my eyes.
Tattle on something. What
rat, tattle, tail, crybaby. And then she posted also, I've been blogging at Poor Little It Girl for over 10 years. Since 2010, I've seen this industry grow, expand. Okay. I've seen this industry grow, expand in ways I never even knew were possible.
But here's the thing,
Grammarly.
If she was anybody at all, then maybe like it wouldn't be so. It wouldn't be so annoying. She's nobody in this industry.
Yeah, that's
she's
called been too much time on your hands that you're looking like to kick up the dust for what? Like,
but basically, she's preaching about how all these bloggers use their Instagram as an escape, and she's preaching that Instagram is not an escape. Instagram, blah, blah, blah. There's three kinds of influencers on Instagram in the past week. The first being those of us who immediately denounced and shared our absolute disgust for what happened at the Capitol. And then she names her favorites. And then I don't even know. She doesn't even go into what the other three, the other two types were. But here's my thing. Say what you want to say about what you want to say on your platform. Yeah. But why the hell is she asking for names?
She has too much. She's bored because people like that thrive on unsettled dust. Like, they just want to keep having drama. And like, there's some people that really love and they thrive in that situation. Like, they just want you to.
I know, but like,
it's crazy.
What is constructive about that?
Nothing.
But there isn't, and that's the point. And I think like
it's making it worse.
I can't even go into it because I literally
I can't go there.
But she is one of those people who is holier than thou. She thinks that her actions, her beliefs, all that is so much
the only way
better than everybody else's. Mm-hmm. You can tell she is one of these people, and not just from this. I'm saying from like
from everything,
other conversations we've had about her, other things we've seen come from her. She is one of those people who likes to get names, and mm-hmm. she looks down on those people, and that fuels, you know, her sense of
superiority.
What a great life to live, you
know?
And in the midst of all this crazy crap that happens, like, that's what would make you feel better, like that right there, like, what? Anyway,
just like this bitch 40 young has no idea what's going on behind the scenes with these
people
women
trying to stay relevant. That's what it is. They're looking for a reason. It didn't work out for them doing it this road, so now they're doing the petty road.
Exactly.
If you're prefacing something with "this is gonna be petty" or "I don't mean to sound like a bitch, but" well, then you are. Like, you don't, you're doing something wrong if you're having to preface that. Like,
watch her stories, but I want to know, did anybody see her stories? Did she actually share these names, call people out? Because what the hell?
I didn't watch it either.
Damn. She's crazy. Too busy calling people out to actually like do anything of substance.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. You're bored. Go find something else to do. Go paint your wall. Go paint your trim in your house. That'll take a while.
Go paint your butt.
Go eat a butt. okay, so have y'all seen Whitney's 100 things that she's doing?
Yes. So I screenshotted it because I want to do it. I'm really excited.
Start it tomorrow with me.
Okay.
All right. So I wanted to talk about it, and then I wanted to start it and give people a chance to start it with us.
Okay.
So basically what you do is on day one, you get rid of one thing. Day two things, three, four, five, six, blah, 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 blah. Do it for 14 days. By the end of that, you've given away 100 things. Like, you've decluttered, basically.
Donate. Is that the idea?
Yeah. You can donate. You can give it to whatever. Like,
donate it or throw it away. Like, I know she got rid of a lot of makeup.
And mugs. Yes. I saw mugs, which, oh, God knows. We need to get rid of Nick's moose mugs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think by the end of it, you technically have gotten rid of 105 items.
Yeah, okay. A little bit over.
Okay.
But I'm in like declutter mode, and kind of coming off of our show last week, I mean, that was a huge hit. I'm sure y'all got messages. We got messages and swiping up that it just really resonated with people.
Yep.
And I really do think this year, especially, people are really wanting to like declutter life, like your crap, your stuff, your thoughts, your friends, whatever else. People like Pretty Little Things or whatever. Poor Little Thing, It Girl, whatever her name was. I don't even know. See, that's how irrelevant she is. Decluttered out of my life. That was one.
Bye.
But anyway, so let's do it tomorrow, and then we'll all do it, and we can post on Swiping Up, and people can tag us, and we can share.
I feel like I'm worried I might not have 100 things, because I'm going to try, but I recently went through a purge. But you just never know. Maybe this will make me go have a deeper look.
Is doing it like slowly like that, you may start looking around and be like, what? I don't really need these two things, because it is a little overwhelming. Today I was decluttering my like closet and stuff, and I really just wanted to count out 100 things and be like, here.
I know.
But when I started thinking about it, I was like, you know what? There's probably other stuff that I really need to do that I just don't feel like doing it. But if I do it slowly, it'll at the end be like, okay, I did that.
So. Okay, so I have a question. I have a couple of bags of clothes and shoes and other stuff in the overflow room that, you know, they're like junk. I actually don't even know what's in there. They've been in there for so long that I've been meaning to donate.
Yeah.
So can I open that up, and those can be part of 100 things?
Sure. Okay. Whatever you need to do to declutter, do it.
Okay.
Well, damn, if that's the case, I need to go in my attic, because I got about 15 tubs of stuff for a yard sale that way in my head.
I actually have, now I remember all the things that I have. Okay. Perfect.
But listen, we also need to get going our little swiping up table mall that we're going to have and yard sale it.
I know. Seriously. We need this pandemic to be over.
We need it to be over, because that would be so cool to have a closet sale.
We need this vaccine to get out to everybody.
Let's get going.
We need the pandemic to be over.
Mm-hmm. So we have life to live. We have so much on our agenda that we have not been able to do.
Yup.
Like, dang, man.
swiping COVID, up tour.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of the U.S. Like, you got to go home somewhere.
It has to go home.
Go home. Okay, we're not ready to go international yet, so.
No, we'll just do,
Yes, I actually want to go on vacation.
Me too. Oh, well. Like, I'm ready to go somewhere tropical.
I'm ready to go somewhere hot.
Yes, I'm like, this is rude.
I know. Selfish. Okay, did you guys see Skinny Confidential's faux pas?
Mm-mm. No.
What? Y'all.
What?
Ooh, what?
Ooh.
So there was a picture styled by H. Rush. I don't know this person. Apparently she's like a makeup artist. Posted a picture of her
You saw it?
Belly,
I did see this.
Her picture of her belly.
Okay.
And Skinny Confidential wrote in all caps, OMG, congrats, hottie, with exclamations and hearts. The caption was, putting all the rumors to rest. Watch my journey as I battle cancer. It was extremely hard for me to share this journey with everyone. After 2 months of contemplating, I mustered up the courage to post the video. Click the link in my bio.
Wow.
Oh, girl.
We have talked about this before. Mm. And she wasn't the only one. There was actually another verified account, like two comments above her.
It's a domino effect. Who people did the same see thing. That. Adrian and those Lawrence. Comments show up. And then people see that. Like,
and
oh
we have
God.
Talked about that before. Like, where people will post these captions. And then you see all the other bloggers and influencers commenting below, like, girl, so pretty. Oh my God.
And it's something deep
Totes
in the caption.
Beautiful. Yeah. Lots of heart. You know, they're not actually reading it Mm-mm. because they're just commenting for the algorithms and to get their names seen mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. So
Damn.
It's like, I like, don't totally fault her
no,
for it.
No, I get both sides because I'm so guilty. If I see a really cute, some of the girls that are always posting in like bright pink and cute outfits, my first genuine reaction mm-hmm. is to be like, oh my God, that is so cute.
Yeah.
And I'll comment it or do like the pink hearts. But then sometimes I will catch myself and I'll go back and read it just to make sure that I didn't. But I don't always do that. So,
well,
but also Instagram essays are like, not really like the place for that. Like, I'm sorry, but when you're asking like 16 questions, and again, I've also done that, but like, like, not, I mean, I'm a hypocrite.
It's okay.
I need a hypocrite, okay? but I mean, it's just not. That is really like
awkward.
And then I think it's screenshot, you know.
It's like, I think it's particularly bad just because obviously she was saying congrats like she thought she was pregnant.
Right. Yeah, totally.
The so
awkward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Whew.
Yeah, no Whew. Thanks. Yeah.
Lesson here. Read captions.
The dang read the captions. Mm-hmm. Gracious the laugh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on our stories, we posted Feature Friday, like a little poll to ask y'all if you wanted us to bring them back or not. So if you're new here, we used to do Feature Fridays and we would basically highlight a bib of the week and we would each take turn like picking somebody. And it was typically people that we tried to find that were like on the smaller scale just to bring awareness and like share them or whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we posted a caption and it seems like a lot of y'all really liked it, but then we also had some good ideas thrown in there. So we figured we would do a little remix and have y'all nominate the bib for the week because there was like messages in our inbox. Like somebody was like, oh, can you do, was it an Arizona bib or something? I can't mm-hmm. remember. They were asking specifically for people. So that being said, maybe every week on Wednesday or something, mm-hmm. we will post a question box and y'all submit the bibs and that way we can start sharing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. One, it takes a little bit of pressure off us.
Yeah.
And two, we're knowing like what our followers actually want to see.
Yeah, we're giving the people what they want. That. And it brings people to our light too. Like mm-hmm. we always want new people. We're always, you're really good at finding them, Esther, but you know, we always try to deep dive and find new bits to talk about because not everybody wants to hear
The same old,
you know? And also the bigger that the bibs are getting, we're noticing, like, I don't really follow their stories as closely anymore just because it doesn't seem like they're sharing as much of, like, personal or, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't put it into words because, like, my brain, but.
Jen Reed is one. Like, I love Jen Reed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really watch her stories that much anymore. I feel like there's less of the super personal stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
like it's always planned now versus like the just jumping on and doing.
And it may or may not be. It feels more curated than it used to be. But then there are things that she does like a few weeks ago when she was calling her followers that I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to miss those things.
Right. Yeah.
But I like we put up a question box a few weeks ago, like asking for names of people. There were so many names of people that I have never heard of before. And like, so I love that. Well, I hope we get more of that with Feature
you
Friday.
You bring somebody up. I'm like, who? I don't know who that is. And like, I've come across new girls. However, I follow them and then I forget. I need to write them down.
I write them down. That's how I remember.
Do you? Yep. See, I have to do that because I have some really good ones.
It's in and out.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Like brain floss.
Oh, yeah.
Like the double stinker, or whatever you call it.
Double stinker? The shocker?
Yeah.
DP?
DP.
Oh my God. Wait. I kind of want
the double stinker. That wouldn't be good, would it?
Oh my God. There is one that I'm
dying.
You
never poop right again.
I cannot remember. And I want Nick to come on and tell what it is. Can I?
Wait,
can I see?
What's happening? I missed it. I was laughing about double stinker.
Nick is going to tell us about one.
I think. Hang one.
Oh God.
Finish your conversation.
Okay. What are you talking about? Oh, the bigger, like just the candid stuff. Because I really do like the candid, like stories and stuff. Like, I don't care if your house looks like a hot mess because like, same.
Right.
You know, like I want to see that because it's fun.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I said brain floss. And then I was like, wait a minute. And then this is what happens in my head. Then I trail off to like a dozen different things.
Yeah.
Wait, is he going to come in?
I lied. He is asleep on the couch.
Oh.
He's doing a snooze.
He's sleepy, baby.
He's had a long day. I don't want to wake him up.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
We can follow back up on that.
Yeah.
We'll lay on it next week.
I'm going to need an elaboration.
We'll let you know about that double stinker. Okay.
No, but last night I found this TikTok and it's called Molly Mashes. If you like... You probably
she mashes
won't like
things.
It. Show.
This is not the direction that I thought it was going to go.
The name is Molly Mashes.
Okay,
and she does slime. Like she squishes slime. She cuts
like that.
She cuts soap. She shaves bars of soap, and she takes soap curls and crushes them. When I tell
Found
you
her.
My whole body went warm and was numb after watching 20 minutes of these videos.
What?
And I felt
okay
right
I'm
asleep.
Gonna watch it tonight and tell you if my body's warm.
No, show me one right now, please.
No, hold on, let me pick one out.
Just go play. Okay,
hold on.
Okay, if somebody was eating almonds right now and they were like something, they're eating rocks, do you like that?
So food, I'm not like huge on.
Certain things
that
doesn't bother me.
Oh my God! If I hear people crunch and munch and eat and smack and smack and little, I hate it.
No, when Courtney and I talk,
it boils my blood.
We eat the whole time on our phone call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have to get on the phone with you. I would literally have to get on the phone. It literally makes me like it makes my heart like start racing, and it literally boils my blood.
Oh my God.
It's so
food. So food is definitely like hit or miss for me.
Yeah, there are certain things that bother me.
Like now, when people story and they're eating, I'm like, nobody wants to hear you smacking. All right, show me this video.
Like the pickle woman. I love the pickle woman.
Oh, I love her too.
Mm-hmm. No. Y'all are nuts. All right.
This is the one. I watched this one. I don't even know how many times I watched it. Hold on.
I hope it's not repulsive because I'm going
to
look at
you. Oh, are
we
actually listening to this? Oh, okay. So explain what she's
doing.
Do
I listen or do I hear
it? Well, you're going to have to listen to it.
Okay. What is wrong with you?
What is she doing? Wait, I want to see it. Show me. What is she doing?
It is very pretty, but...
No, listen.
I can't see it. The only thing I can think of is that like that's a giant mess to clean up. That but is what is that mess. That she's crunching with her hands?
They're soap curls.
Okay, so we need to share this on... We need
now,
to share this on...
Now, that is satisfying
so the swipers
to watch.
Can see.
Now, this type of thing... But you know what's really weird? And I was telling my mom this the other day. You know what I could watch all day for hours and hours? Cookie decorating videos. I lay on my couch and I watch
with
those.
With the royal icing?
Oh my God. So when we were in Charleston 2 years ago, or Savannah, me and my mom went with Fisher, he would not go to sleep. So we kept taking turns and rocking him. He was like really little then. And I laid in bed and I just watched cookie decorating videos.
Oh my
and my mom was like, what are you doing? I was like, I could watch these. So the other day I was laying on my couch and I go, Mom, look what I'm watching. And I flipped my phone around. I was like, do you remember? She's like, oh my God.
I love
the best.
Those.
I could watch them all day.
Hypnotizing. Yep. But that's honestly like the soap cutting videos and stuff. Like that's how I feel like it. But the sound too with it. And then there was something else that I found, and someone described it as brain floss if you have like ADD or ADHD. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, it's called 8D audio.
I was just going to ask you about that.
So
you have to do it with headphones.
You have to do it with headphones. It is literally, it feels like the music is spinning around you. I cannot tell you.
So what drugs did you take before you watched it?
No, I literally, I'll send it to you. You have to. It is
with headphones on.
And I've never felt more focused and relaxed.
So what did they say? It makes it feel like the music is going in a circle around you or something like that.
Send me one.
Never done it, but we should link it on Spotify for the swipers too.
Yeah.
Do I watch something too? Or you just,
no,
listen?
You just listen. Like the other day I woke up and I was having like anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like I just, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. just felt like tight in my chest. I laid down because someone had told me about this 8D audio.
Okay.
And I felt like my brain was, I started the new job this week and it's been a lot. So mm-hmm. I think I'm just like,
like
overstimulated.
As with any new job.
Yeah. Just overstimulated. Anyways, I laid on the couch and I put my headphones in and I listened to this 8D audio for like 20 minutes. I felt like a new fucking person. And I
really?
Got it. I can't even tell you. And
okay.
Robbie does not have ADHD or ADD.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for him, he didn't really like get the same.
Okay. Like the same level that you got.
Yeah. To him, it was just like, okay, the music's in a circle. It didn't like.
But what do you mean when you say the music? Is it repetitive to where it's like, I don't understand.
I read a description of it because I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
8D.
You have to send me this tonight. Like, I'm dying to see.
It literally. There's no way to describe it other than when you close your eyes, you hear the audio in this ear.
So I can't do this while I'm driving is what you're trying to tell me.
No. It has to be like right in your ears.
Like swerving.
You hear the audio in this ear and then it feels like it's passing behind your head and then you hear it in this ear and then it feels like it's to the front of your face.
Like an IMAX?
Sure. I mean, it's like that surround sound kind of thing, but it's like a very distinct circular thing.
Okay.
So it's like... Wow. You get in like a rhythm with it's. I don't know how to describe
it. So, like, why don't you just like?
It says 8D audio is essentially an effect applied to a stereo track where songs have been edited with spatial reverb. That's what it was that I couldn't remember. And so mixing it to make it seem like the audio moving around in a circle.
I bet. Does it get like?
No,
it doesn't.
I mean it.
I know, I'm trying to picture it too.
This music doesn't lose volume. It loses, like, it just changes where it is.
Okay. Send it to me because now I am so intrigued that my brain is trying to be flossed, you know?
Honestly, it's great.
Which, by the way, have you guys ever been to a silent disco?
Yes, we did it on our cruise. It was so fun.
That's right. I saw
it. Is that where you wear like headphones?
Yes. And you can choose the track.
Yes.
It is. I've been to a couple of them.
There was two different stations. But then if you take it off, you hear people like, it's kidding.
Yes. I want to do silent disco so bad. Yeah.
And then you hear like the feet shuffling.
Okay, can we start silent disco TikTok or do you think that's already a thing?
It's probably a thing.
Okay, well, we're way off track. As usual.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, Molly Mash is in 8D audio. I'm going to enlighten you all.
Yeah. I am very, very intrigued.
Okay.
Oh, there is silent disco TikTok. Okay.
Dang.
Of course there is. But you know what? We can contribute.
Yeah, totally.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
This is 2020. There is no limit.
It's 2021.
It's actually 2021. Yeah.
Did I say 2020?
Yeah. You sure did.
Well, you know what? I haven't had it. Have you had a rating yet? I actually did.
Yeah, I had to write it. And I wrote 2020.
Okay, good. Yep. Well, you had 2020 vision, but you ain't got no competition.
Mm-hmm. Yep, thanks, Nicki Minaj.
I'm back, coops up.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay.
So I used to be obsessed with Pink Friday.
She's a little dirty bird, but I like her music. You know, what can I say?
Speaking of dirty birds.
Oh, yes. My favorite topic.
This is a good one.
Okay. So I have been wanting to talk about this person for a very long time. And I was like waiting, thinking maybe we would do a deep dive on Patreon. And I still think maybe she would make a really good deep dive on Patreon.
She'd be a great one.
Her name is, her Instagram handle is Turtle Creek Lane. And if you go to her Instagram, it is like... holiday decor overload.
You should have said holiday decor galore.
Mm-hmm. I okay. should have. Darn it. But you know what?
You didn't.
You win some, you lose some.
I typed in turkey.
She looks like she lives at the North Pole. Like she's Mrs. Claus.
She's a ho, ho, ho.
Oh, she sure is.
So her name is Jen. She is married to a very well-off man. Her husband, I guess, had a company.
She is a libido ho, ho, ho.
I cannot. She is, when you think of like picture perfect families, Southern, this is it.
She looks like Gary Busey's sister.
She does.
Or Rachel Parker's
husband's sister. Yes. Yes. Wow. Are they related?
I don't know.
Like, it's the smile and eyes for me. Because he's like, mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh my God. I'm never going to unsee that.
No, that is exactly, it's her
like
face.
Gary Busey and Rachel Parcells' husband are twins, all yes. triplets.
Can we do the Snapchat filter that's got the bald head like Envy does and put it on each one of them so we yes. can see who is who?
Yeah. Yes.
Totally.
It's perfect. Okay. So her husband, I guess, sold his company a while back for like $100 million. Okay. They live in Highland Park, very well off, beautiful home. I looked it up. It's like an $8 million home.
Oh, that's it?
I know. But literally her decor is crazy. Crazy. I mean, crazy. It is not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
It is over the top.
Oh, yeah. She's got Candyland up in her little buffet with that ninja blender that don't even match.
She does everything. And every single room is themed and decorated to the max. I mean, I have to say, like, she should be working for like Disney or something.
Yeah, for sure. She has a very animated house.
Well, yeah, she seems the perfect like word. She honestly genuinely seems, from what I've seen, like she enjoys it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like she was giddy as fuck at market today.
She is the happiest person.
And I bet you she is.
Whoa.
I would be too.
The mystery was finally cracked this week because she got on stories asking what everybody was grateful for, and Miss Jen forgot to put away her massage wand from her nightstand.
And it was in the background.
Mm-hmm. Literally, I saw it when I was watching her stories, and then Heather McMahon discovered her a few weeks ago and has had this like weird obsession with her ever since. And so I watched her stories and I was like, is that? No. And then I watched Heather's stories and Heather starts talking about it. And I was like, yes, it is. Well, I'll be damned if this bitch didn't totally own it. 100%. Yeah. She even linked the vibrator.
Yep.
Linked it.
And it had 103 clicks. And I was one of those because I was trying to see what the description was. And it was linked up at Walmart. Did you get a Walmart one? Oh, like, did it take you to the Walmart site?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I thought you asked if I like bought a Walmart one.
Oh, no.
Gotcha.
No. I just wanted to see if make sure mine wasn't glitched up.
Like, I didn't buy a Walmart vibrator.
I'm freaking dead.
That was funny.
That she like just leaned right the fuck in and just linked it
you
up.
You have to at that point though, like what are you gonna be like? No.
Do you know how many bibs would delete it? Like delete.
Dirty, and pretend delete. Like it never happened.
Especially this woman is Highland Park.
Yeah.
If you watch Real Housewives of Dallas, they all live in Highland Park. It is hoity-toity, you know, very like nose in the air. It's all about society and charity and all that crap. So for this picture perfect woman, mother of five.
Insane house. Like I'm like,
well, now we all know why she has five kids.
Right. Mother of five.
She needs to get that massager out more.
Right. To just own the fact that she left her vibrator out is hysterical.
That's why she has so much great energy and can do all this shit to her house.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can we?
That's how she starts her morning. I bet she is grateful.
That literally, I followed her. I was like on the fence. I was like, meh, she's not really my style or whatever. But like, I followed her after that.
I have to say, she's not normally somebody that I don't follow her because I'm like, oh my God, I love her style.
Right.
Or, oh my God,
she's very entertaining and interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't follow her because I want the stuff that she's using or promoting, or I'm not going to decorate my house the way she's decorating her house.
Right.
But she does have an incredible energy and like she seems like effervescently positive and like, couldn't we use people like that in our lives?
I just want to see her kids film her on TikTok from behind the scenes when she doesn't know it and see if she's always like that. I really want to know.
Can
if she's
you imagine
like
her
that.
Yelling at them, Susie Mae? I swear to God, you're about to be grounded, girl. Let me go get my massager.
And so, then with her big, like, toothy smile.
Yeah.
Her grin.
I will have to find, I'll have to find it again. But so her oldest is her son, I believe, who's married. And I think he and his wife are expecting.
Oh, okay.
And then her oldest daughter has, like, I guess she, like, wants to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but she made a music video in the house.
Oh.
I'll have to see if I can find it. Actually, the song's kind of a bop.
Oh, really? I need to hear it then.
Like, okay. I wasn't mad at it.
Okay.
So I'll have to find it because I can't remember her
name
now.
I keep yawning looking at her feed because I'm tired thinking about all this decoration situation that she's got to put up after every holiday. Because, well, I mean, she goes hard. And it's really cute.
And
I
kind of like some of it. Yeah. The house, it's ginormous. So, and you know she decorates every last inch.
Every inch of this home is, like, for Easter, she has, like, AstroTurf with, like, the Easter bunny chair and flowers all over the foyer. Like, I'm tired.
Every inch counts.
You know, for sure they have a warehouse for all that decor. Mm-hmm. It has to be.
It has to, because huge. She's got Christmas trees up for, like, the seasonal thing. Like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find her
She's
house.
She's very
so I can
pink.
Show you
we
guys.
Would like it a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
for
She's
sure.
got the little Candyland theme. I mean, this is pretty incredible. Her little foyer area by the stairs seems to be the hot spot. I'm kind of here for that.
Okay, so this is their house. I'm going to show you a picture.
Oh,
that is not a house. That is a compound.
My,
that's amazing.
That looks like two houses connected by a garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow. Her pool looks
so
like.
A lot to decorate.
Oh my God.
It's gorging.
But
did you see that?
Oh my God. Like crazy.
It's amazing.
But anyways, she is one that I definitely, like I said, I think we're going to have to do a deep dive on
her.
We
have to.
Let's just have her on.
For real, I would.
Hey, Jen.
Okay. Because that energy is crazy. And like, I mean, she's got to be in on it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel
totally.
I don't think that she is going to look at her decor and be like, oh my God, who wouldn't want to decorate like this? Like, I think she knows how over the top it is.
For sure.
So I don't feel bad saying
it. I feel like if I had money like that, I would be just like that. I would be so over the top and obnoxious with it for no other reason than I love.
You could.
Like, yeah. And I love, like, the bright colors and just because I can. I'm like, I'm gonna head home to the warehouse over here.
But I also feel like that's who she is. Yeah. Like, I don't know, for some reason I don't get like a fake put on vibe from her.
Not ever.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Like, it's, but like you said, it's who she is. Mm-hmm. Like, she probably just exonerates, whatever the word is for that.
Exonerate.
What does that mean?
Well, if we're talking about our prison pen pal, exonerate would be the word. Okay.
She
exudes.
She exudes if you cut her arm open, I bet it's glitter and rainbows.
Probably.
You know?
Probably.
Like, she does probably toot out like fairy dust. Boop.
Yeah.
Yep. Tinkerbell probably has a room there. Like, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. She's probably friends with her.
Does. Mm-hmm. I would like a home tour.
I would love that. It would take a long time, though.
Now, her pool parties, I want to be invited to.
I mean, did you see the slide? Totally. Like, I would go down that slide. I would wait in line at her house.
Wait, where does she live?
Texas.
Dallas. Okay. Highland Park. Cool.
Texas. Oh, Dallas.
Duh. You said that. Oh, my God. You literally just said that.
It's okay.
But that's, I mean, yeah, she's a whole vibe on that page.
She's a whole vibe.
Raider.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She's a whole massager.
I love it.
Whatever. Girl, do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do. Ain't even mad about it. Good for you for owning that ish.
Yep. I love it.
All right. So less exciting things is probably our swipe up because we don't have a massager. But
who wants to go? I mean, I can go get one if you want.
I was just saying.
Esther's like, here you go.
She drags in the toy chest.
Okay. So I'm going to just excuse myself while I go get our swipe up ready.
Okay. All right, I'll go. So a couple days ago or maybe a week ago, I don't even remember, I asked y'all for some under eye ball sack recommendations because I feel like I had so many messages. People were like, oh my gosh, my eyes are like that too. They're ball sacks.
They do look like ball sacks.
Yes, I'm like, they're wrinkly and nasty. But so many people, hands down, the number one was the Pixie Eye little depuffers. I didn't bring them because they're in my refrigerator and I didn't want to like mess up that, you know. But I bought some that day. I picked them up at Target. I think they were $24.99. obsessed. So the ones
I haven't tried those, but I have some that look like even the case with the little like clamps. Yes. They look just like them.
So the original ones that I got, the what was that brand? Yes Two or something.
Yeah.
Okay, no. The shape of those, I put them on my stories and they literally...
They look weird.
Everybody's like, how do you even use those? I'm like, honestly, I only used them, I think twice actually. They don't fit under your eye. So it was like such a deep V that it wouldn't do what I needed it to do.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding with you. The next day, I had them in my refrigerator that night. The next day, I put on my new concealer that I was talking about in stories too.
Uh-huh.
I did not have Balsic eyes.
Test eyes?
Yes, I didn't have any test eyes. So that's just so funny to me now. Test eyes. But so I've used them. So I've used those, I think, twice now. And I swear to God, they work. For $24.99, I cannot recommend enough. 10/10 recommend. Talking about my test eyes.
Okay.
And the
testicle eyes.
Yeah, the deep puffers. See, my girl, she's on the same page. Pajay. Okay. But anyway, so good for $24.99. Y'all got to get them.
Okay.
Okay.
And by the way,
yeah.
After we're done swipe ups, Nick's going to come in and tell the.
Yeah. All right.
It's called the Marlin.
Okay.
Just let's do swipe up. So he's waiting.
I'm scared. Okay. So this mascara, I have been on the hunt for a mascara for my sad eyelashes for a long time.
Okay.
I forever was using the.
Better than sex? Just thought I'd talk about something on theme.
I hate Better Than Sex mascara.
I like it, but it kind of flakes throughout the day and gets in my eyes. And
me too.
It flakes in your eyes. Yeah,
really bad. Okay. No, it's the pink tart one. What is that one called?
Oh, Man Eater. Hot pink one?
Yes.
Ego Boost.
Thank you. Yeah. Ego Boost. Use that one forever. Really good mascara. Mm-hmm. I feel like with my mascaras, I go through phases. Like you can go with shampoos and conditioners, where it's like they stop really giving you the look that
you
want.
Bored with them and you're like, eh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like it got very clumpy all of a sudden, and I like bought a new tube, thinking maybe it was just my tube had gotten kind of old, and it was the same thing. And I was like, okay, like maybe something changed. Whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody had recommended this to me, and then I got it in my FabFitFun box, and I was really excited that I got it in there. I think it's pronounced Ilia.
Okay.
It is incredible.
Really?
When I tell you, so my eyelashes are very like sparse. I don't have great lashes and they grow straight down. Mm-hmm. Like I'm one of those people where they just like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They really protect in those eyeballs.
Straight down. No curl or lift whatsoever. I don't even use a primer with this mascara.
And it's good.
And
like
it is crazy. Two coats, like beautiful.
And does it flake throughout the day or throughout the use of the tube?
No.
Okay.
Like it did not flake at all. And it is the type of mascara that creates like that tube
kind of,
which normally I hate for that very reason. They almost always flake on me. And I think it's because my lashes don't have that natural curl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as the day goes on, they start to kind of fall and that's the mascara cracks and whatever. I don't notice that with this at all.
Wow.
Like it keeps its shape all day long and it doesn't even have, I'll pass it around to you.
I
just
want to
say one thing about the name. I feel like they missed out on a real good pun.
Why?
Ilia. EYE.
Maybe it is.
Well, maybe it is pronounced Ilia. I don't know.
See, I hate these kind of ones.
I do too.
Oh, you do?
Hate them. I will not buy a mascara, no matter how much somebody raves about it, if it has that wand.
Why though? I love those kind.
Hate them.
It does not work good for me.
So this one has a dual side wand. So there's a short curved side and then there's a straight long side.
I see it.
So the straight long side lengthens and separates the lashes and the other one gives more curl and fullness. So I use the long ones first to separate and get a good coat on all the lashes.
Yeah.
And then I use, and then for my second coat, I go in and I use the other bristles.
You got to put it on so we can see.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Well, I'll put it on for you after.
Okay.
But honestly.
How much is that one?
I'm amazed. $28.
Okay.
I literally can't say enough good things about it.
I'm going to have to try that because I'm always looking for mascara. And as soon as I find one that I really like, I swear to God, I stop liking it. I don't know if like throughout the duration of the tube though, it like starts to dry out.
Well,
and it
because air gets in there.
And then it like throughout the day when I'm working, it starts to flake in my eyes and I hate having something in my eye and touching your eye and you know, just ugh.
No, well, this one, it's won a bunch of awards. It has wax in it to help coat and nourish the lashes too and protect it underneath that shell.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, love it.
Okay, so my swipe up is the new Kygo Pina Colada.
We should be listening to, what's that, EDM? Kygo.
Yeah,
isn't EDM?
Liquid IV. Okay, so we're going to do a little taste test.
I'm excited.
Yeah. But just, we all have to drink together, like communion.
Okay. Where's my cracker?
I was going to say, I've got the blood of Christ. Where's the body?
I need to smell it. I'm so excited. I don't know why I have not received mine in the mail yet. Liquid IV.
I still can't.
Cheers,
smell.
Bitches.
Cheers, Charles.
Yay. Charles.
I gotta hit the table.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, don't you just want to put rum in it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I don't get that, but
y'all.
You don't want to put Malibu in there or something?
Yes.
Oh, and a little splash of grenadine because why not?
Mm-hmm. It is really good.
It almost tastes kind of salty.
Yes, but that's because of the
electrolytes. Liquid IV does that. Yeah,
all you can always add a little bit more water, but I don't mind the salt.
I don't like either. It. I kind of like it too.
I'm the kid who drinks salt water in the ocean.
Same. It gets in the can of my beer, and I'm like, it's bad.
Ugh, what is wrong with you?
I mean, a lot, obviously, but we don't care. Cheers to that.
No, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
The strawberry, I finally got to try the strawberry one too. So that was delicious.
Wouldn't this be good mixed with the strawberry?
Oh my God, that's a Miami Vice.
Let's do it. Let's make.
Oh my God, why didn't I freaking think to damn do that? Miami Vice is pina colada and strawberry daiquiri. It's my favorite thing to get when we go on vacation.
Oh well, there you go. Mix the two. Throw in your rum.
It's my favorite thing to get when I go to Vegas. What event can
we do? We got
to
do something and do that.
Okay.
What?
Event? Pool party.
Well, like here. No, that's too far away, Esther.
Okay.
It's not like hot yet.
Okay. We'll think of something.
We'll just fill a bathtub. We'll all stick our feet in. Okay. Call it a day.
Whatever. But you guys got to try this. And I am going to try strawberry pina. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
They need to do like a full variety pack.
They do.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to buy 42 of the passion fruits.
Agreed. They need to do like a sampler pack, three of each one. Yep. Easy peasy. Duh.
I agree. All right. So in the middle of the show, Nick was napping, so he could not explain this to us.
He's but like, great.
I'm going to let him explain the marlin, okay?
Can't wait to tell Mike about this.
So what is the context of this? What is, how did we set this up? Tell me how we got
here. How did we get, I don't know. Did we?
That is
It started with prison pen pals, and then it started with talking about DDP, which I was thought about DP, and then Wendy didn't know what DP is, so I had to explain what it is. Then we started somehow talking about like
two in the
positions.
Pink, one in the stink. The shocker.
The shocker and all that. Right. Okay. Yeah. So everybody's heard of all the Urban Dictionary stuff.
Yeah.
Like Dirty Sanchez and all of that kind of stuff, right?
Truffle butter.
By the way, this is Nick, a.k.a. Pod Dad, a.k.a. our producer, a.k.a. my boyfriend.
Hi.
A.k.a. Why? Man Bear. Duh.
That's only for her to use?
But that's still I said a.k.a.
So everybody's heard of Dirty Sanchez and Strawberry Shortcake and all the...
Never heard of
won't get into that one. That one's violent.
my God.
They're on the internet, guys.
Okay.
If,
all right.
If you really want to look them. Anyway, my friends and I, 20 years ago, for some reason... I'm assuming alcohol was involved at the time, challenged ourselves to come up with our own version of one of these kinds of things. I don't know what you call these. What do you call? Is it a move?
A sex
is
act?
Is it a sex act of some sort, right?
It's whatever you want it to be.
So the one that I came up with was inspired by, I was at a bar where we were doing this, and there was a giant... mounted fish on the wall.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So the move that I sex act that I came up with was the marlin. All right. It's called the marlin.
All right.
And the idea is basically that you have a lady that you court there at the bar. I'm going to say this as pleasantly as possible.
Oh gosh.
You bring a lady home, but on the way home, you text your buddy. Or at the time, you would call him because we didn't have texting yet. But you let them know, and at the time. You say, hey, get in the closet and get ready. I got one. So you have a buddy wait in the closet with a camera, and you start getting on with the girl, and, you know, how can I say this as pleasantly as possible?
We're way past that.
You're
on
doing
this
doggy
episode.
Style. Okay. Right? And in a flash, you give her a
Hook.
A fish hook.
You hook her. Oh, God.
And another one in the
in the
booty.
And so you fish, got her to
and
the
you
boat.
Fish, you, you pick her up and hold her up like a trophy fish, and your buddy jumps out of the closet with a camera and takes a picture of it.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
And that's the marlin.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow. You're welcome.
Okay.
Enjoy right. everyone laughing.
Now, every time I go fishing, that's all I'm going to think about.
Yeah. The marlin.
The dang marlin.
Marlin.
There you go. Oh,
but that's actually very clever.
It is.
I mean...
Oh, I can't. Like, she's watching it back.
I'm like, oh my God.
No, that sounds like horribly unpleasant, though. Like my sphincter just clenched.
Can you imagine somebody? First of all, I'd be terrified. I'm like, am I about to get gangbanged? Second of all, no, it's just the marlin. And you're like,
oh my God, what? I'm dying. I want to know what strawberry shortcake is.
Do you?
Oh, yes, I know what strawberry shortcake is. No. Oh,
you punch them in the face? Huh?
Let's just Google it.
Okay. We'll
no.
Do it. I don't actually.
Do you have a favorite? Do you know what truffle butter is?
Yes.
Doo-doo butter? Yeah. I'm not really sure.
Look that one up after you look up strawberry shortcake.
I always feel like such a loser when we have these conversations. No. And people listen back and they're like.
I was out at a restaurant with my friends a couple weeks ago. And she was ordering something that had like truffle in it. And I said, hey, ask our server if it has truffle butter. She had no idea what it meant, but I couldn't stop laughing.
And if
she asked him with a straight face,
and truffle butter is delicious. And it's like really unfortunate that now there's this innuendo.
It's a whole.
There's switching of the holes involved.
And then the leftovers.
Well, thank y'all for listening to this episode.
Okay. I'm hot. I'm really hot.
Me too. My hands, my palms are sweaty. Knees weak.
Knees vomit on a sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti.
Nervous. Don't quit talking about that trouble butter.
Calm and ready to drop bombs.
Wow. Okay. So thank you for listening to this episode of Swiping Up. As we mentioned last week, we did bring the Facebook group back, but it is for our Patreon people. My heart is racing really fast, y'all. I don't know why. I got a little in my throat. And you just need to answer the questions, and we will admit you into the group. You can follow me at Wendy Being Basic on Instagram. My brain is so...
Okay, hang on.
I can't.
Hang one. So it's the Facebook group is for our patrons. If you sign up at the $3 tier,
okay,
the duck face, is it the duck face tier? Then you automatically become a patron. You
I'm
get
done.
Admitted into the Facebook group. You get an extra bonus, or you get a special card from us at the $10 tier. You get an extra bonus episode and the Facebook group.
Okay.
Yes.
So there you go. Okay. Submit. Blah, 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 blah. Yes. Okay. You can follow me.
That's
butter. That is going to haunt me. Like, we have to start talking about, like, that is something back in my throat with that liquid IV, thick, sweaty, salty.
You're not making it better.
No. And you can follow us on Instagram at Swiping Up.
You can follow me, Esther, at Esther So Extra.
You can follow me, Spencer, at Spencer So Basic.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic. Bye, guys.
This show is part of the Orbital Jigsaw Network. For more episodes, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. For details and show notes from each episode, check us out, orbitaljigsaw.com.
Hey, guys.
Oh, do I do my tagline first? What do I do? I've never, ever gone first from a tagline. Like, ever.
Yeah, yes, if it's your show, you go first.
Yes, you
for
have.
For taglines?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Too many critics with no credentials.
Let's start over.
Clearly, this is Wendy being not so smart and very basic.
Okay, let's start over. Ready? Okay.